And we back. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sana IE. I'm your host, XO. It's your first time listening to Sana IE. Welcome to the platform. Sana IE deals with mental health, all sides of mental health, the good, the bad, the ugly. In every episode with here, we try to drop tips, drop knowledge, and the research that we found when it comes to mental health and how that pertains to you. This episode right here is just a recap of June for Sana IE, as well as July and our goals for July. But first, let's kick off the show with some quotes of the day. My first quote is, always concentrate on how far you've come. And in life, we get so caught up in not being where we want to be, but we tend to forget to the progress of the journey that we've been on to where we got to at this point in time. So wherever you are in your journey, we're all taking journeys, taking different paths. Take some time to reflect back on seeing how far you've come. How far have you grown from a year ago till now? You've grown in tremendous ways, even if you don't see it every day, but you look back like, dang, I remember when I started a year ago reading a book, reading because, and now I'm reading books weekly instead of taking a year or 2 months to read a book, and just really admiring your progress over time. Because everybody, we've all come far in life. No matter how long you've been on this earth, you've come farther than when you started. So it's all about appreciating and concentrating on how far you've came and really giving yourself that clap on the back or that cheer or that celebration. Like, it's been a journey, and you know you've come far, and you're going ahead further, and you look back a year from now and look back how far you came from then. So it's like, always concentrate on how far you've come, and don't be worried about the end goal, because during that concentration of how far you come, you realize and know how much you've grown over time. But once again, that quote is, always concentrate on how far you come. My second quote is, respond intelligently even to unintelligent treatment. It's big. Respond intelligently even to unintelligent treatment. And that goes to showing your character, showing who you are overall. People will try to belittle you, try to demean you, try to get under your skin, try to call you out your name, and really try to pick on you and try to really throw darts at you. And you don't have to respond or meet them at the same level they're trying to disrespect you at. You got to respond intelligently, hold yourself on a higher level, higher standard, instead of lowering yourself to their level. Respond intelligently, like, you know what they're saying or what they're doing isn't who you are, but that's who they are. So even if people, like I said, belittle you, demean you, say what they want to say about you, you ain't even got to respond. Or you can respond intelligently and educate them in the process, and that'll shut them up fast. So respond intelligently even to unintelligent treatment. And I'm gonna give you a brief break. Happy July, and then we'll get right into the show. Thank you for tuning in to Sana IE. June recap. Overall, June for me personally, and the brand or Sana IE, how I would rate it. Overall, it was a roller coaster month. I would give it a C minus. And that's simply because I was undisciplined and fell off. And that happens when you're constantly focused and driven to stay relevant in this field. But I'm learning that taking breaks is fine. And eventually I grinded myself out. So the takeaway from that is being constantly focused, trying to stay relevant, trying to always do it on your own, you burn yourself out faster than you started. And that's because you don't have a team around you. Everybody has a team, no matter if it's Pepsi, Coca-Cola, Kaiser, Doctors have a team, nurses have a team. It's like everybody has a team with them to guide them, to help them along the way. You can't really do it all on your own. So in the month of June, I've been looking for I've been looking for different teammates to take the load off of me, hiring a VA, hiring designers and different things like that, so I can put my focus more on creating good episodes for you guys so I don't be so burnt out all the time. And for anyone starting a business or currently running a business on their own solo, start looking to offload tasks so that you can increase your focus, increase your time, utilize your time. And as extremely driven people, we think that if we don't do the job or we hand off this task to somebody else, they won't do it as well as us. But let me ask you, what's more important, your health or someone fucking up a minor job? Excuse my language. And that's what you have to really see it as. Like, my health is more important. So if somebody messes up or fucks up, however it is, they can either redo it, or I can just invest 5 minutes to redo it myself, or teach them how to do it instead of me putting my full focus into that task, that job. I can just have them do it. If they mess up, they mess up. Either way, it's like living and learning. They'll learn how to do better the next time. So June, overall, released 5 episodes, and I'm grateful for each episode. I'm in between, which is my favorite, honestly, because it was Men's Health Month, and I'm like, damn, I'm really heartbroken or torn between the two of the mental recharge and childhood trauma, because childhood trauma is big to me. And nowadays, I'm really, anybody that I come across, I always ask how your childhood is, and that plays a big role in a lot of people's adulthood, how their childhood was. Some people don't know that, some people know that. So that's why I always like to ask the question, and that really helps me understand who they are as a person. It helps them understand who they are and why they act the certain ways that they do. And if you haven't heard the childhood trauma episode, I'll leave the link in the show notes so you can check out the show notes, and the link will be right there. And another episode that's my favorite, and a lot of people's favorites, the most streamed episode this month, was the men's mental health. And the reason why I love this episode, because me as a man, I learned so much about men's mental health and how we rarely discuss what we're feeling. And that's simply because we're always taught to just be strong, hold it in, not to feel your feelings, not to feel your emotions. And the statistics were mind-blowing, especially when it came to depression, and how the suicide rate of men is 3 times higher than women, because we hardly open up, or we don't have no venting vessel to open up to. So I think that with that episode, I feel like it touched home with me, as well as helped out a lot of people when it came to their mental health, or the men in their lives' mental health, and really checking on them and asking questions and seeing how they're truly doing. Because when it comes to, you know, as a man, ladies, if you're listening to this right now, you got a boyfriend, husband, any family member, any man in your life, check on them and see how they're doing mentally every day or every other day, however it is. Always check on your people and see how they're doing mentally, because people like to suffer in silence. And we, as a group, as the Sana'i family, we have to check on the people around us and making sure they're doing good, as well as checking on ourselves. Checking on ourselves, seeing how we're doing, see how everything's going. Are we aligned with our goals, with our dreams? Are we aligned with what we want to do in life, with our purpose? Or even have those self-care days, those days where we just take off and rest and focus on ourselves. And overall, that episode was just like really mind-blowing. And with that, I think like all men need an outlet to vent, as well as have a venting vessel to relieve that mental impact, because it's a heavy weight to carry. Even if you haven't heard this informative episode, go check it out. You'll be like, dang, that it'll blow your mind with the statistics in that episode. And with this episode too, I'll leave the link in the show notes, so all you gotta do is click it and it'll take you right over there. But in life, overall, June, it was great. I just got back from AZ and it's hot out there. But overall, it was a great month. take the good, take the bad, and really utilize it for this whole month. It's the month of July. July is bringing new prosperity, new abundance, new episodes for y'all. And I have my July goals ready for y'all in the next segment. But overall, I learned about a lot about myself throughout June, as well as the podcast industry and where I want to take and elevate and scale the podcast to. And I'm just grateful for everybody that I linked up with, networked with, communicated, helped over the time of June, and really pushing forward and focusing on July and what I want to do and accomplish for this month. But I'm going to give y'all a brief break, and we're going to hop into this next segment of July Goals for Sana.
And we back.
July. I'm trying to fix my value. July goals, plans for July. My first one is really start getting into doing more visual episodes. So I'm learning this new app, I want to say, or website. Really learning how to really do the visuals and everything and how I want it. So I'm gonna do a test run within these next 2 weeks just to try it out, see how it is, and go from there. And number two, for July goals would be more affiliate marketing. I know you guys have been hearing the ads in the past few episodes, and if you've been clicking them and joining the apps or whatever it is, subscribing to some of the subscriptions and everything, I truly appreciate y'all. But doing more affiliate marketing, getting more affiliates within the show and looking for that. Number three would be build a community. Build a community and get to know you guys a little bit more on a personal level versus me speaking behind the mic or tapping in with you guys on a rarity basis. But really building a community on Facebook, as well as getting you guys emails and really talking to you, emailing you, talking to you, and getting some one-on-one conversations, seeing how I can help you guys with anything that you need help with, and vice versa. And my fourth goal is start creating the ebook, as well as courses for the people who need it when it comes to mental health. And those are just my four small goals for Sana'i. I don't like to put all big goals. So I feel like when it comes to goals, when it comes to tasks, it's about not overwhelming yourself with what's on your plate. And as humans in the era we're in, we like to load up our plate like it's a buffet. And sometimes our eyes are bigger than our mind. I know you heard the saying before, our eyes are bigger than our stomach, but our eyes are bigger than our mind. We want so much, we want to do so much in a short time, but instead of doing that, we got to analyze our goals, as well as giving them logical timetables. And my advice to you is, you got this, don't overdo it, just stay consistent. We all are goal-oriented people or task-oriented people, but it's like really defining and seeing how many goals over the month can you accomplish, or what goals won't overwhelm you. That's why I really kept the four short ones, because I've seen over time, I analyzed myself and I'm like, all right, let me now narrow it down to four big goals that I can accomplish within the month. So these are my four July goals for Sana'i. And especially when you have a business, you have business goals, personal goals, and everything. So you don't want to overwhelm yourself with too many goals like that for the month. So my goals, once again, doing more visuals, more affiliate marketing, build a community and connect with you guys on a personal level, one-on-one, write my ebook, as well as start putting these courses together for you guys. And those are my four goals for the month of July. But you, how was June for you? What are your goals for July? How can I help with anything that you need help with in life, or just in general, if it's business, mental health, fitness, food, anything that comes to mind that you feel like you need help with, that you want to reach out? Don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help, because we all need help. And that's how the dream works. Teamwork makes the dream work. And with anything in life, you're always going to need help. So don't be afraid to open up, ask for help. Help is here for you if you need it. And with this, the next episode, I'm working on that. That'll for sure drop Monday. We're getting back in the routine of Mondays and Fridays and everything, dropping episodes and that. So we're having an episode on Monday. It's Friday, it's the weekend. I feel like this week just blew by with 4th of July. The weekend just came by quick. So I'm glad it's the weekend though. Give me some time to really catch up on a few things. But back in Cali, had a great time in AZ. If you follow me on social media, you know, took some time away, took a little mini vacation, and now we back to it. Back on the grind, back on the mission, back on the journey. And I'm happy to be back. And I can't wait for y'all to hear Monday's episode. But with that being said, if you need any help, always reach out to me. Go to the website, get on our email list. Getting on the emailing list help is for you, so you can get discounts to the ebook, the courses, as well as our latest merch. But without further ado, let me leave y'all with this. Rich people focus on opportunities. Poor people focus on obstacles. Have a good weekend.